We continue on learning the Nishmas Bavi Ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov Pepechos Olio. We're in Kalim Perichav Dalad Mishnah Yod Gimel Shlosh Sedinimim. There are three types of sheets. Ha'asui L'shchiva, a sheet that's made for lying upon. You put that one that you spread on the bed, let's say, Tamei Midras, that's susceptible to Tumas Midras. Levilon, one that's made as a curtain, as a screen, as a to cover an entrance, let's say. So that is Tamei Tamei Mes. That's not doesn't have Tumas Midras because people don't lie upon it. It's made to cover the doorway. So, but why does it have other types of tumah? If it's attached, if it's attached to the door, so then it should be. It's mechubar lekarka. Mechubar lekarka. Karka is not mekabel tumah. Anything called hamechubar lekarka is also like karka. Shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So the answer is because when it was detached, it was usable as a sheet. And therefore, that would be, it was mekabel tumah at that point. And still, a person could wrap himself in that. It was like clothing. So now that you attached it to the ground, if it lost its original purpose completely, so then it's true, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Obviously, it's not mekabel tumah's medrash because it wasn't designated for lying upon to putting on a bed. But since a person maybe warm himself by the sheet, by the curtain that's hanging, it gets a little cold, and he wraps himself in that, even though it's attached to the ground, therefore, it has Tumas Meis, it has the middle category of Tumah. Vishel Tsuros, if you have those sheets of Tsuros, Barthuris says, what does it mean? It has pictures. Begitshu Biyad Rokeim, Uvomine Tsuros. It's in the hands of one who embroiders. And there are different pictures. Kedei Liros Bo, Lasos Kimoso. He uses that, those images, so he can embroider like those pictures. Bebeget Acher on another beget. Some claim that this is not that he's looking at the designs to make them on to embroider them on another sheet, but rather this is something like a tapestry that's hung on the wall of a house. So why is that Tohor Miklum? So according to the first understanding is that, okay, this is not being used at all. It's not serving people. It's therefore doesn't have any type of tumah at all. It has no receptacle at all. It's not Tumas Medrus. It's just being used by the one who embroiders to use that as that's the model. So therefore that's Tohor Miklum. And if you hold it's a tapestry, so that's attached to the wall, and people don't warm themselves in this, so therefore that's mechubar lekarka, it's Tohor Miklum, it's not mekabel tumah at all. Perichav Dalad Mishnah Yud Dalad Shalosh Mitpachosim. There are three types of, mitpachas is usually a kerchief. Here we're speaking about really a towel, as we'll see. Shel Yadayim, if you have a mitpachad, a towel of that's being used for the hands, you wipe your hands on that. So there, Tumea Midras. Why is that Tumea Midras? Because people would sometimes put this on a mattress on the floor and sleep upon it. So even though it's a towel, nonetheless, people sometimes, a large towel, people may use to lie upon as well. Therefore, it's Tumas Medrash. And you'll say, but if I can't wipe my hands and I'm lying upon it, that may be true, but you wipe your hands for 2 seconds and then you can lie upon it the whole night. So it's not going to interfere with the wiping of the hands won't interfere with the midras, with the lying upon, with that other purpose. This shell, so that's category number one, the mitpachas of yadayim. Shell sifarim, the towel that's used or cover mitpachat that's used for sifarim. So we assume that means that this is for sifrei Torah. This is a cover that we have on a Sefer Torah. So that is, yeah, obviously people don't sleep upon that, and if you were sleeping upon that on the cover of Sefer Torah, someone would say, get up, I'm of an Asa Malachtein, we should not be using it for that purpose. So therefore, that's not Tomei Tumas Medes, but Tomeya Tomei Meis. It is Tomei Tumas Meis. It does have the middle category. But why should that be? This is not something that has a base kibbol. It's not something that is just, it's just a towel. It's wrapped around the Sefer Torah. And what's it used for? It's serving the Sefer Torah. So the answer is that sometimes the person who's reading from the Sefer Torah will put this cover, this towel, whatever, this kerchief on his lap and put the Sefer Torah on top of that. Or maybe even the person who's reading from the Sefer Torah may be warming his hands in it. Maybe he shouldn't be doing that, but that's what people do. So therefore, that still has a purpose of it serves a person, and even though it doesn't have a base kibbol, like we mentioned, a table many times, it serves a person and it's kalim, therefore it's tamei tamei mace. Vishel tachrich of the Shel Nivle B'nei Levi, one that is a tachrich, which is used for a shroud, or one that's used to cover the Nivalim, the lyres, the harps of B'nei Levi, and that just doesn't have to be B'nei Levi, it could be anybody, anyone who has musical instruments, that is Tahora Miklum. Before we analyze the tachrich, or the Nivalim, the covers of the B'nei Levi, in a little bit more detail, let's review a little bit the Sfarim, because this is an issue. The mitpachar on top of a Sefer Torah, on top of books of Tanakh, the fact that the Mishnah says categorically doesn't have tumas medrash, but it does have regular tumah, contact tumah, tumas maga, nevela, sheretz, etc. So that's somewhat difficult, because we're going to learn in Perchav Ches Mishnah Dalid, and I quote from there, mitpachos farim, the covers of scrolls, bein mitsuyaros, bein she'ena mitsuyaros tameos, whether they're decorated, ornamented or not, they are mekabel tumah, kidivrei beishamai. Beisilol omrim mitsuyaros tahoros v'sheinu mitsuyaros tameos. He says the ones that are decorated, that's not a real kli, so therefore they're tahoros v'sheinu mitsuyaros. But if they're not, so then okay, people may use them. They warm their hands, put something on it, put the sefer on the lap, etc. Those are mekabel tameos if they're not decorated, they're not ornamented. And then Rav Gamliel Omer, Elu Ve'elu Toros. Both of these are not Mekabel Tumah. So if you think about our Mishnah says, Shel Sfarim, these Mitpachos of Sfarim, are Tmei Tmei Meis, there are no exceptions. That would be the opinion of Beis Shammai, where the Mishnah says, Bein Mitzuyoros, Bein Mitzuyoros, doesn't matter whether they're decorated or not. We would expect our Mishnah, the Halacha usually follows Beis Hillel, and therefore our Mishnah should distinguish between Mitzuyoros and non-Mitzuyoros. The only ones that are not, that the only ones that are Mekabel Tumah, if they are not decorated. And our Mishnah just says, the Mitpachos of Sfarim in general, Tmei Meis, sounds like it's the opinion of Beis Shammai. So the Mefarshim explain that we have to explain the Mishnah that it does follow Beis Hillel when it says the mitpachos of Sfarim are tamei meis. It must be that they're not mitsuyaros, they're not decorated, and that's not a difficult, it's not a stretch, because what's the first mitpachas in the Mishnah? It's the mitpachos of Yodayim, the towel that you use to wipe your hands. Is that mitsuyaros? Is that decorated? Is that ornamented? No. So therefore, the same way that one, that mitpachas of the Yodayim, is not Mitsuyar, so too, is not Mitsuyaris, so too, the must be the one of Sfarim is not as well, and therefore, only when it's not decorated do we say it's Tamei Tamei Meis, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, against the opinion of Beis Shammai, who say that they are always Tamei Meis, and of course against the opinion of Rav Gamliel, who says that they're never Tamei Meis. So that's one way to learn the Mishnah. And others claim that we're not learning the Mishnah correctly at all. The word is not Sfarim. The word is Saparim. It's the mitpachas, not the cover of the... There's a mitpachas that you wipe your hands with. And then there's the mitpachas of the saparim, the barber. Oh, so that's that. That's the smock that you wear. That's what you cover your body with when you go to the barbershop. So if that's the case, so then that's very different. That is something that protects a person's clothes from getting dirty, from getting the hair on that. So therefore, that's clearly not set aside for the purposes of lying upon. But nonetheless, it is mekabel tumah because it's like a garment, like a person's wearing it. So it's not a mitpachas of a Sefer Torah, so then we don't have that question from Perachav Ches about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, because they're not speaking about the cover of a Sefer Torah at all. When it comes to the let's go through the tachrich. The tachrich are the shrouds. So shrouds are not mekabel tumah at all, because they're not serving a live person. They wrap a person, but the person passed away already. So therefore that even, so these are not, there's no base kibul in them, they're just shrouds. And it's not serving a person as Kalim, the person is not alive, so therefore that's not Mekabel Tumah. The Nival of the B'nai Levi, these are cover wraps that you wrap upon around, so if there would be a base kibul, so then that would be Mekabel Tumah. In fact, the Bar Tanura claims that there is a difference between the wrappings around the Nivalim, the liars of the B'nai Levi, and other people. He says, Shayu halavim korchim klei hashir lahesh shalahem bimitbachas. They would just use a wrapping, a towel, whatever it is, a cover to wrap around their harps, their lyres. V'derech shor b'nei adam, but other people, lasos lem tik shalor, other people would make out of tik avor, v'af hein torim. And, but even those would, oh, so the Bar Tanur says, even those would be torim. Why would they be torim if they're tik shalor? Like maybe they're also They're also just wrapped, and they don't really have a base kibbutz. Okay, either way, the Mishnah says, Tahor miklum, is this something specific for the wrappings of B'nai Levi? Maybe it's maybe all people, but there's another important point. And that is, we mentioned the leather in the previous Mishnah. We spoke about leather wrapping the scissors and other things, kalim in leather. So we said those are the middle category. Those are mekabel tumah, tumas maga. Why? Because although they don't really have a base kibbutz, since you're wrapping things in them and you're transporting them, whatever it may be, so therefore it's like a base kibbutz in the mekabel tumah. So why should the wrappings of the nevalim, of the musical instruments, B'nai Levi, or maybe of all people, why should that even mekabel tumah at all? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that the wrappings here are not really used to transport them. In fact, you may have to put them in something else. These are wrappings that are there to protect them from dust and damage. So therefore, those don't really have the status of a base kibbutz, even though neither of them have a base kibbutz. But this really, it's not used to transport them, and therefore, and it's just for protection, that's why the Nevalim of B'nai Levi are tahor, the wrappings, the tachrich, are tahor miklum.